Idiois, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. We continue with the list of idiois, of Hanhogos, the Rebchinin Niskan HaKoinim, recorded for posterity. The four things the Mishnah in Mishnah Aleph tells us. The first one we saw in Mishnah Aleph. Now we continue. Omer Rebchinin Niskan HaKoinim. Miyomai Loiro Isi. Again, it's the same Loshon where he's saying from personal experience something from the Beis HaMikdosh. I've never seen Or Yoytzi LeBeis HaSreifa. Let's understand. What is or? Or is skin. Skin of a carbon. What's the din of a skin of a carbon? Carbon is brought. What's hooked around the Mizbeach, the dam is Nizrak. The rest of the dam is Nishpach. On the other side of the Mizbeach, the Chalov Vemurim of a carbon usually is hooked around Gabi HaMizbeach. The boss of a carbon, some of it is eaten, some of it is put on the Mizbeach, depending on which carbon. Pasuk says in Parshas, the bosa of the oil, which was completely put on the mizbech, was not given to the bialim, was not hukrav on the mizbech. The skin of the carbon oil was given to the kahanim that are from that mishmor that's oivit. After they mafshit the or of the carbon, it's given to the kahanim. I always think to myself, what would it look like if you were a kohen? Picture yourself, and you have a belt that you put on just for davening. Miyuchid, that's your gatel for davening, your beged. And you put it on from a carbon oil. You were zoicha one time in your life, you won the pious, and you were makri of the carbon tomid. And every single day, when you go back to wherever you came from, you put on, you tighten your belt that's made from that. Imagine the hergeshim that go through a kohen that had that oil. This wasn't just for financial gain. This was another gift of Kedusha that a Kohen got from his service in the Beis HaMikdash. So Reb Chanin Askan HaKoinim is talking about the Or HaKorban. But the Or HaKorban is what's Hufshat from a Korban with the boss was Hukav Al Gabi Mizbeach. What happens if they opened up the Korban was Possel? Let's say the Dam was put on the Mizbeach incorrectly, became Possel. Or Tommy touched it, or they opened up the behemoth, there was a trefa. So you have a behemoth of kochim. It's not hukrav al gabi mizbech. They have to take the whole behemoth, including the or. We don't skin off the or from the mizbech, from the carbon. And the whole thing is burnt as is. That being said, l'cha'ira, what happens if the taka were mafshit the carbon, and they thought that the carbon was a carbon kosher? They take off the skin, and then they find a trefus inside the animal. L'chervel g'dav zayin, that you have to bring the or back, and the or is taken away from the g'anim, and now they serif it where they burn all the psulei amigdashim. On that, zok, tzub chininus g'an akonim, yom aloiris, I never saw an or by itself. That means from a carbon that thereafter was found out to be possible, I never saw the or by itself, yoytzi l'beis ha-sefer. Amar Rabbi Kiva, midvarav lamadnu, if that's a true fact, then we see something very important. She'am mafshes ha-bechor v'nimtza trefa, which is mamish the case we're talking about. A bechor is also a bechor kosher, is brought as a carbon, and it's brought as the kohen's carbon. The kohen gets to eat the basa. The or of a bechor will belong to the kohen. It doesn't belong to the owner. If the animal is a trefa, so then the animal's yotza from its status as a carbon has din psulei mikdash. We have a whole mesechus bechoris that we're learning at Sashem that talks about how to treat and how to be moitzi the behemoth, which was miyud to be a carbon, now to turn into psulei hamikdashim. But what happens, let's say they were makriv a bechor, they found it to be a trefa, they had taken off the skin, sheyoisu ha-kehanim ba'ayre, that they give the kehanim to be nene from the or. It sounds like there's no iser on the or of a behemoth, which was assumed to be kosher, and thereafter was found to be trefa. Now, the Chayyur B'Kiva is just repeating one specific illustration of what he said. He's not adding anything. So, what the Mefarshim, we look at the Rav, it's a little bit Beketzer, Tzugis, and Bechayris, where it's a Gemara also in Zvachim, Daf Kuv Dalid, where when the behemoth is being brought as a carbon, so then there's some type of Chiddush here, Chanin's Kana Kainim holds that since the Kana went through the process of bringing it as a carbon, so when they see it as a carbon, the Pshat says that gives a certain chalois shame, hakrova, that it's a carbon. Al koponim, even though the behemoth is behemoth, a carbon possible, the balam has to bring another carbon, but it has enough of a shame carbon, al koponim to be matidor to kehanim. Rabbi Akiva's mice of a case, Mafshe Sabachor, we're talking about that it's Bamadina. It wasn't a behemoth that was brought to the Beis HaMikdash. It was a Bechor that was Shechted Bamadina. And then it was found to be a Trefa. Even though it never had what looked to be an Avoida, but still, it sounds like the Or of Psula Mekdoshim if it's taken off the behemoth is Mutter the Kanab, Yoisua Kanab Or. Vachom Moim Loi Roinu Eni Raya Vecholik on the whole thing. If it's Nisbar that the carbon was not a carbon, so then we look at it as not a carbon. We look at it as an animal that Kiviyochel, the animal died without being a carbon. What's the halacha in such a case? Why do you have to burn the whole thing? The Kehanim only zoich in the Or as a separate entity once it's taken off a carbon that was brought. If it's Nisbar that the avoida that the carbon was brought was a mistake, it was a treifa, the avoida wasn't kosher, so then that's it. The whole behemoth becomes psulam gdashim, the whole thing is yoitze. The base has Sreifa. Mishneh Gimel takes us on to less esoteric territory. Afu Hei, this is another Eidus from Chinin of Tzkan HaKoinen, but it has nothing to do with the base HaMikdosh. He said an Eidus on Kfar Kotn Shoi Bitzad Yerushalayim. There was a small village near Yerushalayim. V'hoya boi Zokin Echot. There was somebody who obviously was wealthier than the residents of a small town, were probably poor. And he used to do chesed, he used to lend them money. He would lend them. They needed for Shabbos. They needed for Yom Tov, for Chasnas. He had a gemach. V'koisiv, he would write shtari halbo b'ksav yodoy. He would write an IOU in his handwriting. He would write down on a piece of paper that, let's say, the Baal Chesed's name, we'll call him the Zokin, and Reuven comes to him for a loan. He writes down, I, Reuven, owe the Zokin, Hachoshu, of the town, Pliny ben Pliny. He writes it down. The Zokin wrote it down in his handwriting. V'acherim, he got other people, Edim K'sherim, to sign on the shtar, to affirm that this shtar was given to the Zokin, to the Malva, with full acquiescence of the Loive. The Nakuda over here is that if a Loive writes an IOU in his own handwriting and he signs it, it's Pashut. That's an IOU. That's what's called a Ksav Yodo Yavada Biara Malva. He could be Moitzi Momen from a Loive. Mashenkin over here was written in the hand of the Zokin. It was signed by other Eidim. What's the Chiddush? L'chayr, the Malva, when he writes, is a Negev Eidus. Of course, he's being made on himself that he's owed money. But the point is that the Eidim are Mekayim, the Shtar. Now, the Mishnah continues. And still, what's the Chiddush? Eidim. Eidim are being made. That's what a Shtar is. What you see from here, the ramifications of this Maisa and this Eidus is, Shoisha Kosev says Gito, Voish Kosev Shevi, who the writer of the Shtar is of no relevance. The Shtar is Chal Kefi, the Eidin that signed to affirm that the contents of the Shtar are true. A woman could write her get, a man could write the Shever, the receipt that he paid the Ksuvah, Shein Kima get Alabachosomov. What makes the chalois get into a chalois haget is the chsimas or edim that sign on the shtar. Now, l'chayra, this type of vort plays straight into a bavusta machlagis between the Tanoim, Reb Meir, and Reb Elazar, where the edim chsima karti, edim mesira karti. On every get, who are the edim that create the validity of the get? The edim that sign on the get? It's true by any shtar. Shtar, b'chira, a get. Who are the Eidim that make the shtar into a shtar? The shtar that signed on the get, or the shtar that witnessed the giving over from the loiva to the malva, from the baal to the isha? The machlokes tanoim. Isn't this Mishnah being machriya there? If you have the Rishonim, Davchov Gimel and Gittin and elsewhere, what you'll have to say is, see Rashi over there, that according to Mandama, Eidim Mesiri Karati, but Derech Klal, the Eidim Mesiri also signed. So, Eno get miskayim ele b'chay somov is that you could affirm the shtar to be a kosher shtar and you'll assume that it was nimsa b'fnei the edim that are signed on. If you can verify the signatures, you're seeing edim that are l'chayra being made that the shtar was given over. And enechanami, the giving over, the mesir is what makes the shtar. That's l'chayra kol zenichnas. The fourth edus. And this is already back to Tom Vatai, it's interesting why the Mishnah said it in this order. But the fourth Eidus of Kaninska Nakoyanim is Baal Machat Shenintzes Baboso, Shasakin Vayodayim Tohiris Baboso Tome. A Machat, which became Tome Bitumas Meis, if it was in a room with a mace, then it becomes an avatoma. It was found in Bosor Shochut. They shechted the carbon, and there's a piece of metal that was in this Bosor. The Bailam recognizes this machat, this piece of metal, and he knows that this piece of metal became tummy. Either it came into contact with the mace. There's a chiddush that a piece of metal that comes into contact with the mace has done like a cherev. Because as a kosov is, that doesn't go down. There's no nechoyz darga from a mace to a piece of metal that's makabel tumah from a mace. It doesn't become a rishon. I'm sorry, it doesn't become an av. It becomes avi avoyz tumah. Or you can say also that it touched the tummy mace and became a rishon l'tumah. So the machat that's nimtzis bebosor shehasakin v'hayudayim tehoyrois. The sakin that was used to shech the behemoth, to shech the carbon, we have the suffix. Maybe it touched the machat. If it touched the machat, so the chert should become tummy. The yodayim, the hands of the person who shechted the carbon, the chert should become tummy. But we say, asakin by yodayim tummy is vabosa tummy. What's the chilek? The bosa tummy is because the machat for sure touched it. The sakin by yodayim is only a suffix. On here we have a klal that's prominent in say the Tyrus all over, which is Sofik Tum B'Shus HaRabim, and the Azor of the Beis HaMikdash where Kabbonis HaShechted certainly has din of B'Shus HaRabim. It has din of B'Shus HaRabim. They're all Sveikis in a B'Shus HaRabim. This is Lamashal. Somebody's walking through a big open field, and then they come, they say that there was a dead body buried in the field. He has no idea where it was. Did he step over there? Not. Sofik Tum B'Shus HaRabim is Torah. If it would be an enclosed private area, it's called the Sofik Tum B'Shus HaYochid. Exes a kosev the sofik tum b'shus hayochid becomes tummy even though it's keneged a cheskas tahara of the person. Fitais the Mishnah v'im nimtzes beperesh, if it's found in the waste that came out of the body of the animal after the animal died, the behemoth was shechted and it soiled the azor, and then they found in the peresh, in the waste material, this machat. So the machat never touched the bosser of the behemoth. It touched only the perish. So then our kultur, we don't see it as transmitting any type of tumor to the gufa behema. But why don't we say that the perish is like mashke, and it becomes orishin l'tumor, and then it's mitame the bosser? The answer is because the perish is not roi l'achil l'shtir. So it might be a liquid form, but certainly not roi l'shtir. So it doesn't have a din of a mashke or an oichel. Not makabel any tumor, does not transmit any tumor from the machat to the bosser, didn't touch the bosser, and therefore hakol tohor.